liberty and justice for all.
So we're going to start off with our journalism class out of the gate.
Yeah, we have Mrs. Short here with Tyler Rollins and David Camara. We have added several classes or made changes to the curriculum of the high school over the last few years. And new this year, Mrs. Short approached me at the end of last year about having journalism. Journalism is our newest English class, and they publish a paper every month. Somehow I end up writing a little article for it and get my picture taken in there. And then we, instead of printing it out, we put it online so the kids can see it all with the kids having Chromebooks this year. So.
Great. Yeah.
So journalism has kind of quickly become one of my favorite classes of the year. Maybe not so early in the morning, but it's still definitely one of my favorites. Throughout the class, we've been doing the morning announcements every day. The faculty and staff who have announcements to be made can send them to us via the email. And Emily Smith, Ms. Short, we each work every morning on organizing the announcements and making sure every faculty member's announcement gets read and is up on there. They can email to us, and we can, even while we're doing the announcements, it's kind of saved our butt a few times where we'll just, you know, add in the announcements while somebody's saying it, and they'll just be able to keep reading the announcements. We announce things like the pledge, the lunch menu, after-school meetings, birthdays, and the weather every day, so I think it's a nice, you know, way of letting kids know what's going on after school and kind of help get their day organized. We're looking forward to having a live televised morning announcement sometime soon in the future so that every classroom can watch us up on their smart board and see what's going on. When it comes to writing the articles, at the beginning of each month, we are assigned two articles, or we choose two articles to write for the upcoming month. Emily Smith usually covers school activities that involve the community and events that highlight students, such as this month's Girls State article. I usually cover the Sasquatch Scoop and the Teacher Feature, two of my favorites. Bailey Greeno covers the monthly calendar and the question of the month. David Camara and Nick Paddock cover the Railroader sports and community pastimes. Ethan Patch also covers sports, as well as his conspiracy theories article. We have had one visit from the New York from the Whitehall Times, Matt, to help us with choosing articles. And he plans on visiting sometime this week to discuss interviewing techniques when it comes to asking questions in person. We send our articles to Matt at the end of each month for publication in the Whitehall Times. When it comes to challenges in the class, one that I think I've faced as kind of a student was kind of having this different writing style for writing a paper rather than an essay or something like that. The current program that we use for our monthly newsletter has had some challenges as well. We found out that while if there's more than one person working on the document itself at a time, it will only save one person's changes. So if two people are writing their article on it and they're both working on it at the same time, it might not save. But so far we've been sending them to Ms. Short, and she'll just put them in herself so that we don't have to deal with that. I think we'll be looking for a new program to use next year.
Yep, we're going to start looking in a few months at a new program that's more user-friendly where multiple people can write their articles rather than if Tyler and David are working at the same time, Tyler saves, and then David saves, all of Tyler's hard work is gone. So that's been very, very frustrating for us. So just putting them in Google Docs and having them send it to me right now has worked well enough. If you do go to the school's website and you click on the junior senior high school, our Adam puts up our publication every month, so it's always posted there for your perusal.
I've been very impressed with each of your publications. They're well done. A little bit of comedy in there, I like that. Morning announcements, you never know what you're going to get in a morning announcement, so it's always good. I certainly appreciate it, and I appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the Sasquatch.
Trying to switch it up lately.
It's great. I love
getting
it.
Getting some interviews.
The theories about why the recent sightings, maybe he's gathering food for winter.
Yep.
All that has been pretty entertaining.
Great. I love it.
He's been drawn in by the steel Sasquatch sitting there in front
of
them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bringing them in closer to town.
The decoy.
Yeah, the Sasquatch decoy.
It's tougher to be working.
Does anybody have any questions about the class itself?
The next article about Sasquatch, I think somebody needs to get Mrs. Birch's opinion on the Sasquatch holler.
Yeah?
And why that could be a hazardous event.
Oh, really?
She has theories.
Very good, too.
Maybe I'll be able to fit it in there.
She shared her theory with me, and I'm like, you know what? You could be right. It'd be a good article.
We'll work on it.
Come see me in the business office.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful program.
Yeah. Thank you.
I agree.
Really good.
That's been great.
Well, thank you.
All
right. Dave, anything?
Yeah.
You're for quiet.
Thank you.
Dave, when I heard you were coming, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Is he gonna speak?
No. He's my wingman.
That's great, though.
Your bodyguard.
Yeah.
Said a few words, so that's...
How many students do you have in the class?
Six.
Okay.
Which is actually a
that's
good
a nice
amount.
Size.
If I had any more than that, it would be a lot more difficult, I should say,
mm-hmm.
to get everything put together by the end of the month. Six.
It's great, and I see that the Whitehall Times has published some articles as well, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for them. We have one student who is wanting to pursue journalism as a career choice and go to college for that, so it's a good resume builder.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Some exposure. Yeah. Wonderful. Keep it up.
Appreciate
Thanks
you guys
again.
Coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome to stay, but don't feel obligated.
Get home.
Go home before the storm hits.
Yeah. What's it looking like on school here?
Oh, we'll be here.
Get the inside scoop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Should I put that in the announcement?
Tomorrow's okay.
Could be a little tough in the afternoon. Morning should be okay.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah, the most happy too.
Yeah. We're down to board comments. I don't have anything myself. Does anyone have anything they'd like to raise before we?
We got this coming Thursday, January 31st, will be our annual fundraiser spaghetti dinner for the Horizons Club in preparation for their March DC trip. So if anybody's really bored and you want to make some meatballs Wednesday afternoon, that'll probably be going on. And then I think we start serving about 4:30-ish on Thursday. So hopefully the weather
Thursday.
Will...
Okay. Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday is the actual event.
Great. Of course, you're assuming the trip's going to get approved later in the week.
Maybe spaghetti, just to ask spaghetti.
That's great, Mike.
Fingers crossed on that.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything? Mr. D.
All right. It's hard to believe our last board meeting was December 17th. It's been a bit of time, but we've had a nice start and return back to school, and certainly a good start to 2019. Our winter sports are in full swing. Our student athletes are performing well, working hard. And of note, I'd certainly like to mention that our boys basketball coach, Mr. Redman, obtained his 200th win as a coach here at Whitehall against Pulteney back on December 28th. So that's a big accomplishment. So a big congratulations goes out to Mr. Redman on his 200th win. January 11th, Mr. Barber and I had the opportunity to attend the Wishibosi's legislative breakfast, where we talked with our regional legislators about our priorities that we had discussed at the December meeting. In addition, there was a group of business folks that were recognized for their partnerships with some of the local school districts in our BOCES region. So, as always, it's a nice event. It's sponsored by BOCES and our students throughout the region that participate in the food services program, actually make the breakfast, serve the food, park the cars. So it's, they don't actually physically park them. They direct you to
valet parking.
Valet service.
It's always a nice event, it's one that we look forward to each year. We have started our mathematics audit based on the data that you heard from our building principals at the prior meeting. We had a meeting with folks from BOCES and started our audit of our mathematics program, knowing that's an area where we see some deficiencies. And through those initial meetings, we are going to start now building a plan to enhance and increase instruction to make sure that our instruction in mathematics is more linear than we presently see at some grade levels. So we look forward to seeing results moving forward from that math audit. Our next meeting is a late meeting, so it's going to be a bit of time. It's on February 25th, follows our vacation. And I would like to ask, and I'll send out reminders to the board, that we'd like to do a tenure review prior to that Board of Education meeting. So I'll be getting that information out, as well as the folks that are non-tenured, get that information out to each of you, so we can have those discussions prior to our next Board of Education meeting. Great.
I just, if I can, I want to, Jessica Moore and Kennedy O'Dell were recognized through the Postars Teen Excellence Award winners. We congratulate them. It's a big deal to have two winners from our small school.
That's great. Great. Wonderful. Okay. Moving along, we're down to board and staff reports. I believe item number 8. Any comments on those, Mr. D?
Jody, any comments you'd like to make?
Just a typical, typical board and staff reports, bank reconciliation bills for payment, budget status reports, revenue status reports, budget transfers, and the extracurricular report are all attached. Nothing out of the door.
So, would recommend the board take action to approve those reports.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's reports. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. LaChapelle. Repeat your mic. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Of board minutes.
We recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of January 28th, December 17th, Board of Education meeting.
Great. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE-CPSE minutes.
Recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of November 27th, December 5th, 6th, and 17th.
We have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Go ahead.
I think he beat you that time.
That's all right.
Seconded by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Standard birthday resolution.
As part of our testing that was done by our state auditor that was here, she did make some recommendations that we do have board resolutions to put in place a standard workday for three different positions, being library tech, in-school support coordinator, as well as micro computer repair technician, each being 7.5-hour days.
Great. Do we have a motion to pass that resolution?
Is it different than what it was before, or is it the same hours?
The jobs haven't changed. The hours haven't changed. We're just actually codifying.
You're just writing it down. Okay.
And the standard workday means that they, for someone in that position, they have to work 7.5 hours per day to earn one full service day or service credit with the retirement system.
Do we have a motion? Mr. LaChapelle?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Bond resolution and legal notice.
As part of our upcoming building project, proper and appropriate notification must be provided to the community. And there's specific language that needs to be included that is here for your approval this evening. I would recommend the board take action to approve our bond resolution as well as the appropriate legal notices.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those two items.
So moved.
That was a tie, I think. Moved by Mrs. Waters, seconded by Mr. Rock.
See what the judges say.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tax refund.
based on information received from Washington County. We are recommending tax refund in the amount of $1,088.16 to one partial and $506.90 to another.
It's actually...
Actually the same partial, different years, right?
Two different years, yes.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion to approve that refund?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Notice this cooperative purchasing program.
We have been participating in a cooperative purchasing program with other school districts from Wichita-Bosse's, which has been saving the school district significant money on a yearly basis. We would recommend that the board take action to approve said cooperative purchasing program so that we're able to participate for the next year.
Good. We have a motion to approve participation in that program.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Truck Club.
As you're aware, last year we had great success with the Whitehall Truck Club coming in first place and actually having, I think, four of our students as champions, shooting exceptionally well. It was a great program, not only for our students, but for the students throughout our region. I strongly recommend to the board to approve the Trap Club to continue for the upcoming year.
Good. We have a motion to approve participation in that program.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? Is it still a volunteer coach?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Certainly, you know, after this year, I would recommend that we start looking at paying for that position and helping pick up some of the costs of the district as a club.
Okay. Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of the Washington, D.C. trip.
We would like to give Mike a reason to have a spaghetti dinner.
Exactly.
This is a great trip for our kids, and you know, hope that the board is willing to approve this trip for our students.
This is, what, the third or fourth year that they've gone now?
This is the fourth.
This would be the third
that I've been here, so it's got to be the fourth.
This is the fourth year, yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that trip?
So moved.
I'll give you Mr. Brooks. Second by Mrs. Norton.
Okay, whatever.
Is there any discussion on the trip? All those in favor of approval?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Make those meatballs, Mr. Brown. Resignations.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Raquel O'Brien's resignation as principal secretary at the elementary school. Close of business January 29th for personal reasons. Yeah.
Do you have a motion to approve that resignation?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Washington.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Is there any discussion on that topic? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
I would recommend that the board take action to approve Mr. Montville's position of half-year mentor to Mrs. Maynard. Mrs. Maynard is our new guidance counselor at the high school. Obviously, a good partnership between she and Topher. So I would recommend the board take action to approve that. In addition, I would also recommend the board take action to provide permanent appointment to Mr. Adam Coble to the position of microcomputer repair tech, effective January 25. At the compensation listed.
Okay. Is anyone opposed to taking action on those together?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those two appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Congratulations, Adam.
Yes. And now we know how long it's going to be. Disposals.
We have a couple of old Kelvinator ice cream coolers that are no longer of use to us. We would be putting them on Auctions International with board approval.
Okay.
So moved.
Moved Mr. Brooks?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Arquette. Is there any discussion on the coolers? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the dance studio's use of the facilities on the dates and times listed. In addition, I would also recommend the board take action to approve the use of the junior senior high school special purpose room for the U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary training.
Okay. Is everyone all right if we make those approvals together?
Yes.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Waters, second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consider comments. Does anyone have anything to raise on our agenda items tonight? I don't have any visitors. All right. Yes, there aren't any.
Well, actually, one thing I forgot to mention.
No.
I just pulled this out of the list.
You're done.
No visitors.
Go ahead.
Got a nice letter from the Skeesboro Harbor. It reads, I'm writing this letter to thank you for letting Mr. Chandler and Mrs. Clark bring the bells and special chorus to Skeesboro Harbor again this holiday season to entertain our residents. It means a great deal to all of us, and we look forward to the program each year. You should be very proud of your students that attended and the way they presented themselves as representatives of the school. Mr. Chandler and Mrs. Clark bring out the best in these students, and the interaction between all of them brings a smile to everyone's face. What great teachers. Again, thank you for giving them the time and coverage to make the holidays brighter for each of us. Very nice letter, and certainly Mr. Big thanks goes out to Mr. Chandler and Mrs. Clark, as well as the students who participated in the program.
It's
nice to receive that.
Yeah, and we're discussing with them and to see if we can find a way to get some of the residents here next time we have some holiday concerts and concerts here at school. They would like to come here and listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a great way to boost some spirits. And
yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
Good. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Oh,
that was awesome.
Not feeling like
oh, thank you.